Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Extreme Marketing Show with the Marketing Masters. My name is AJ Matta. I'm your host today and moderator. I'm the founder and CEO of Spiritually Raw Consulting and Spiritually Raw TV. Tonight, what we're going to be doing is going to cover what you've all been getting right now from, not only do you all have it, but you've all been getting from other people, and people have been sending it to you about why this B-card is exploding right now, a no-excuse marketing strategy which is blowing up. So today we're going to talk about how to move fast on this, learn how to market smartly, gain your cash flow quickly, expand your contact base, and really have a great time in this process and really enjoy this whole thing. So, you know, today we have some amazing guests on with us today. My good friend Scott Lee Gabriel, who's going to be answering a lot of questions for you, and I know a lot of you have been submitting your questions via email. And also, too, I want to also remind you that this call, we're not going to be taking in any live calls, if you would, so I'll need for you to text me your questions so we can keep the flow going at 321-216-8047, 321-216-8047. I'd also like to take the opportunity to thank the founders of BBS Radio Network for putting this show together for us, because these guys are awesome, Douglas and Don Newsom. I mean, they're really first-class guys. And guys, thank you very much for, you know, giving us this space to be able to share this information with everybody. And before we bring on Scott, because we got a lot of questions, we're going to go fast and furious tonight, everybody. And again, remember, don't forget to text me at 321-216-8047 with any questions you have. I would like to bring on Doug Newsom, one of the co-founders of BBS Radio Network. And Doug, because I know you're part of this V-Card network now too, and I just want to give a quick perspective of, you know, what it is you're seeing with this, and, you know, you wanted to put this show together for us. So I wanted to hear that from your perspective, if you could take just a minute or so before we bring on Scott with the questions.
Oh, absolutely. Well, as a founder of BBS Radio, we get presented hundreds of deals. Dawn and I have been business building since we were literally teenagers. And in that time, we've explored so many different companies and opportunities, but this was different. You know, my brother and I will not take time out of our lives to build another company outside of BBS Radio, which is our love. But this came to us, and it married understandings like marketing, which every single one of our hosts requires, with the idea of business building and making money and learning. And I knew it was an instant success, one that it marries well, but the biggest point is it's not like other MLMs. You don't have products you're selling every month, or replenishable products where you eat the oranges, you pay $100 at the end of the month, they're out, you have to buy 100 more, and if you don't, your downline doesn't get paid. That never made a lot of sense to me. Also, this had a base. It is so difficult. 3 out of 100 companies might make it to the point of viability. 3 out of 100. But here you have a situation which is already developed. It's created a swelling. It's done it in no time. It's presenting a real need. And I couldn't help but see the opportunity, and the opportunity for everybody we knew. I had to jump aboard. That's just a fact. And I thank you for bringing it to us.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you. And thank you, Don, for that. I appreciate you guys again creating the space for us today. I have today for us, everybody, my good friend, my spiritual mentor, my brother, my spiritual brother, Scott Lee Gabriel, man. He's a rock star. And this guy, you know, he's one of those people in your life that when he does say something, he's one out of those million people that you do want to step up and listen to. And I think everybody has those kind of people in their life. And Scott's that guy for me. Scott's an intuitive healer, an extremely successful entrepreneur, and a master marketer. And he's going to be here being able to answer these questions that we've got blowing up my text already right now. So we're going to get right to that also in just a few seconds. But again, reminding you, 321-216-8047, if you do want to answer, ask any questions for me. And also, too, please stay on the line for the whole call, because a lot of people have been asking about this whole what's going on with this rotating thing. We're going to answer that question for you. And guess what? It looks like we have some sort of resolve for you. And also the other question that seems to be coming a lot, actually is coming a lot, is what do we do about designing the cars? How do we do it? And how fast can we get this thing going? So just hang tight. You guys stay on the call. It's going to be fast and furious. It's not going to be long at all. We're going to get this thing done for you very quickly, and so you can go home and spend time with your families, okay? But just you're going to get a lot of information today. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome my good friend Scott Lee Gabriel, and, you know, if it's a virtual clap or soundtrack, I'm giving it to you, brother. How are you?
Well, right on, man. Thanks for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Bro, listen, if you don't mind, man, we just got so much coming in right now. I mean, people were emailing.
Jump into it.
Yeah, can we jump into it if it's okay with you? So basically, here's the thing. It's like, why the number one question I want to do start with is, why is this necessary? So why is something like this necessary? That's a great question. So I do want to bring that one up for you.
Sure. The first reason that it's necessary is because the main reason is because businesses need something. In the past 200 years, we used a piece of paper with some ink on it, a business card, and that's how business was conducted. And the world of print is dead. You know, we see newspapers, magazines, everything, you know, that's print related going out of business. You remember back in the day, a few years ago, you used to get 5, 6, 7 telephone books delivered to your house every day. And they quit because they're not affected. They've been replaced by smart technology. They've been replaced by smartphones. And so, you know, to have something that can accurately showcase what's important to you, your business, your personality. With this V-card, you can embed pictures. You can embed video. You can embed a shopping cart. You can embed MLS listings. You can, it's like a tiny mobile website almost. And it's quickly shareable. It's textable. The majority of people, their preferred form of communication now is text instead of call. You know, back in the day, we all made big websites, and we spent tons of money on these big websites with tons of content and tons of money driving traffic to that content. And now it's difficult to even pay somebody to go to most websites because they go, oh, it's just going to take too long. But when something is texted to them, it's instant. Like, we need a 12-step program to leave our house without our phone. And so marrying those two, where you're able to put the authenticity of who you are and the simplified message, because even though we might all have 30 videos and 50 pictures and whatever, when you narrow it down to a digital card, you're narrowing it down to what is most important to you and most important to the person who's getting the contact information, who's getting your message. And because of that, it is highly, highly effective, and that's why we've got it.
Let's talk about the marketing aspect here, Scott, because this is super important, because there's already a lot of people on the line right now that are already enrolled, and there may be people that are looking to enroll, and, you know, again, you know, we want to talk about that here for a bit, is that what about the fact of, like, when you're looking at this card here, how do you use it? I mean, how do you suggest they use it? Do they use that as a real introduction? Like, do they send it with a website? Do they send it before their website? Like, how do you use it to really just be able to say, here's who I am. I'm Scott Lee Gabriel. I'm this guy. I'm Jane Smith, Joe Public, whatever. You know, do you lead in with that first, or do you send your website first and then come in with it? Like what's the strategic play there?
The only thing I send is my V-card. Because the problem that most people have, and all of us, I mean, how many emails do we get a day, right? I mean, literally hundreds a day, most of us. But something gets texted to our phone, something gets emailed, something gets where it's one link, and that's it. It's a very simple call to action. This, my card. Now, my card is going to take you to my website if you want to go there. It's going to take you to not only my website, but to specific pages of my website. So if my card says accomplishments, it'll take you straight to the accomplishments page, or book a session and it'll take you straight to that page. And so it really does a lot of the navigating for folks. And obviously it has our phone number, it has our email, it has everything on it. So to send all of that stuff in addition to a V-card is almost redundant.
So let me ask you this, and here's a question that just actually came in. So when I'm sending out my V-card, okay, do I write a description that I'm sending out a V-card, or do I just send out my V-card and just let them assume that's what it is? Like, how do I position it? You know what I mean?
Gotcha. through the mobile app, there will be different things where you can, you know, text out whatever your different info or greeting would be. If you're doing kind of a write your own email, you know, this is mine. I text out, great meeting you. Here's my digital business card so we can stay in touch. ScottGabriel.123look.com. At the bottom of my card is a link where you get your own card for free, too. Blessings, Scott. And that's what I send.
And so when you do send that to people, okay, and they do get that, do you follow up with anything like that? Like, here's my website, and that's all they need. So, again, we want to talk about how to help people market this, because there's a lot of people, again, already enrolled in the call right now. So we want to talk about marketing. So when they're looking to be able to send this out to people, is there anything that you can suggest as a quick one or two or three-liner, if you would, that's going to say, check me out, or here's my card, or, you know, look at me. Like, what's the language that they need to be able to put in here to be able to at least get people to take a serious look at this, to at least take a look at things? Number one, I want to look at your business, or I want to look at being a vCard affiliate, or, you know, what that's going to look like for. What do you send out, Scott?
Sure. One of the things that I send out, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but one of the things I send out says, you know, for example, say I was trying to market it to you, AJ. I would send, AJ, comma, I know you love making money. I started using a digital business card about a month ago. My business has increased 30%. Here's a link. Check it out. If you like it, click the link at the bottom and get your own. Any questions, call me.
So when you go through the typical aspects of people's feelings of like, okay, you know, another one of these, another one of those kind of things like that, how do you, like, because this is such a strong product. I mean, even you know, one of the co-founders of BBS actually got on the line with us here to share why he's doing it. But and we get that there. But there's a lot of people there that are going to think that another one of these things. How do you really get around that part of it? Like, what do you say to people that it's not another one of these things?
The first thing I say is, you know me. you know me. If it was another one of these things, I wouldn't be involved. This thing truly is cutting edge. It's ground floor, and it's actually working to grow my primary business. Secondarily, it's making a nice sideline income that has the potential to go nuts. But the main thing is, my primary business, I'm gaining clients from that almost on autopilot. By sharing a free card, it's growing my main business. And you've noticed the same thing with your business, Jay.
I do.
By sending out the vCard, how many, you know, without getting specific, but how many new clients do you have for your business because you were promoting a free card? You were giving them something free, and as you were, they were looking at your card, seeing what you had to offer, and saying, hey, I see value there. I want to hire you. I want your service.
What's the first step, Scott? So, okay, and I do, and I agree with you on that personally. Yes, I have, because of the fact that when I started sending out my vCard, when you introduced it to me a couple of weeks ago, is I did actually start to get new clients specifically, first and foremost, before my business, because they were like, what the hell is this? This looks pretty damn cool. And it was really nice. And so it really gave me a competitive edge in the marketplace. So I did enjoy that. I really did. And then finding out the fact of like, well, here it is. There's an actual business with the vCard. That was pretty cool also to really kind of get that aspect of it. But so what's the steps? Okay, so like let's really drill this down if we can for, you know, the people that are taking time on the line tonight. So what do you do? Do you first start with an email list? Do you suggest they go with social media first? Like, where do they go first to start to get this information out? Because this is once it's completed, obviously, you know, where do they go first, and what do you recommend to them?
Yeah, well, with that first, I would say go to wherever they're strongest. Like, I've got a newsletter, and so to be able to put this out through my newsletter is really key because I already have that in place. Social media, I've blown this thing up with social media because it was so easy, because all of my friends and many of my business contacts are friends with me on Facebook. So it was really, really convenient. All I did with my Facebook friends was did a private message that said, curious, are you using a digital business card to grow your ABC business yet? ? That was it. No link, no nothing. And everybody who saw it wrote back, no, Scott, what's that? Well, check this out. And I would send them a link to mine, and I would say exactly what I just said. I've been using the thing about a month, and it's blown up my business by 30%. We need to get you using this. And they would look and go, wow, makes sense. and off we'd go. And so that works. My wife has been sending out tons of messages. She's big into LinkedIn. So she's been sending out a lot of, again, it's the same exact message, but she's been sending a lot of folks to LinkedIn. There's a lot of folks that I texted right from my phone because they happen to, you know, went to my phone contact list and said, who do I know who's in business? you know, and for me, I'm kind of lighthearted anyway. And so, you know, to me, the initial contact for me a lot of times was just about creating curiosity. And so I would just text things like, hey, I haven't talked in a while. Are you still in business? Question mark. Yeah, got enough of it? You know, they're like, what? Well, I'm curious, man. How's Liz? You know, and poof, we'd be off and rolling. And, you know, so there's 100 different ways to market this thing because it's fun, it's a low cost, and it works. It's going to help your people get more business for their business. And if they want, it can also create a secondary income stream.
What's the cost factor for them? The realistic cost factor for them? To get their card going and everything.
Yeah, they're looking at $124 a year. And that includes the $24 for the affiliate program, so they can actually, you know, recoup that dollar and and really make it basically free. Or here's the deal: to get started is $124 a year, and if you refer 5 people within a month, you get $100 of that back for, you know. So now the whole thing's cost you $40, but you still get to take the $140 off your taxes under the business card column.
So when they do that, though, so how long have you found that it takes the average person to be able to actually, once they get this card, you know, to put it together and, you know, design it up for them? You know what I mean? Like really put their information together and the complexity of it.
For the free card, because the free card is pretty basic, it doesn't have any bells and whistles. It's just your photo, your company name, your contact info. It takes about 3 minutes. For somebody who's creating a more elaborate card, I created a YouTube video that step-by-step walks them through designing their card. The entire video is like 15, 20 minutes. And so most people, if they watch that video and kind of go along step-by-step as it's going, can create a really high-end card in about a half an hour.
Is this, I heard about this the first time, but people are also bringing up other type of digital cards. What differentiates this card, the V card that we're talking about here, from other types of digital type cards out in the marketplace that you, from your opinion?
Yeah, there's really not too much out there. The digital cards that are out there are either very heavy into the tech space, like you've got to be a programmer to make them, or they're on the other end of the spectrum that they're designed to be more high end. They cost about $299 instead of the $124. And they're pretty cookie cutter. It's like all the cards look the same, and it's really not about creating authenticity. It's about just creating different ways where people can connect with you. The other cards that are out there have, hey, click here for my website, click here for my Facebook, click here to send me an email, click here to send me whatever. They've got like, you know, 8 different buttons there, and that's great to show people different ways of contacting you, but we live in a land right now where trust is at an all-time low with everything, and authenticity is more important than ever. And so with my V card, I literally held up my cell phone and recorded myself saying my 30-second or 60-second pitch, uploaded it to YouTube, and stuck it in my card. And I've got more clients because of this video, because they're like, oh my gosh, you're real. Like, I looked at your card, and it's just you talking. No special lighting, no film crew. It's you. It was pretty obvious. It was recorded with your cell phone. Like, you are so real. I just connected with you and I want to do business with you. And I was like, sweet. And that is a level that other cards can't match in any way.
Well, so I know you've spent a lot of time with the heads of the company of the V card, and you know, because they're, you know, as their foundation. What's your opinion? Because whether you're spending $124 or $1,024,000 or whatever, $1 million, you know, what's your opinion on the actual company and where they're going? And what was the decision that said, okay, because I know you look at things very thoroughly from your background, what was the decision that made you decide, okay, based on the other technology that's out there right now, I'm going to work with this company? What led you specifically to that decision?
I mean, I've probably spent, I'd say, at least 15 hours on the phone with Steven, the owner and creator of V-Card. Researched it heavily before getting involved, had in-depth conversations with the guy beforehand, because just like all of us, our word, our integrity is absolutely key, and we've all spent years and years and years creating that. And so I wasn't going to put my name behind on anything that I didn't have trust with. And so, yeah, everything that I saw when researching the market, this was the best thing out there. When researching the company and researching the CEO and then having conversations with him, I was very satisfied, both logically and intuitively, with all the answers that he gave. Like, when you're talking to people, we all have our own internal discernment, our own internal BS-ometer. And it wasn't going ding, ding, ding. It was going, yeah, this guy's solid. This is a solid company. And, you know, right now it's pre-launch. It did a soft launch in May, and it doesn't officially launch until October. But it's already in 18 countries, and 10,000 people have joined already. Now, this is in 2 months, 2.5 months of a soft launch. That in itself tells you that this is really something that's moving in a very fast way. And secondly, I looked at who's involved with this thing. Just like you got in initially because you trust and respect me, and we've got a strong, long-standing relationship. The person who initially had told me about this, my buddy Rick, I've got a strong and long-standing relationship with him for the last 5 years. And he's a very integrous man. And, you know, so, you know, it's got a great pedigree of the people that are involved in this thing. And then to see just as kind of, you know, that was all before I got in and now. But now to see the people that are on this line, to see the owners of BBS Radio Network saying, I want to jump in on that, man. I see where this is going. I mean, we've got literally just amazing people who are drawn to this. And I believe if it wasn't in integrity, we wouldn't be. I wouldn't be, and I don't think anybody on this line would be either.
Let's take our audience on a journey right now, Scott, if we can. So, okay, someone signs up for the V-card, okay? So let's say they're going to sign up for the affiliate, which most people is what they're doing. So let's take them on this journey. They sign up for the affiliate, and then what they do from there, they go ahead and design their card, or they get their card designed from whatever. And then from there, they go to the market on that. Let's talk about, obviously, we spoke about the fact of how this is going to make an impact on their personal
business. Hold on. Yep. Let's back up just a minute, because we want to gloss over the things that you just said. The first thing to do is sign up as an affiliate, because that positions them, A, to be able to make a card with the bells and whistles, and B, it's positioned them to make money. So signing up as an affiliate first is really key. The second thing is really making an outstanding card. Because the card that you're sharing with people, if it's outstanding, they're going to look at it and say, wow, I want it too. And if what you send out is basically a free card, or I haven't even designed my card yet, then people are saying, then you must not believe in the product because you haven't even done it yourself. So, I mean, designing a strong card is next in importance. And again, for anybody who doesn't know how to do that, I can send you a link. You can go to YouTube and Google V-Card and Scott Gabriel, and you'll see my video show up there. But it's about 15, 20 minutes long, and it walks you step by step through creating a rock star card. And that is so important, because when Jay first started, he was so excited, he didn't really make a really great card yet. And so he was sending out my card and sending out other people's cards. But, Jay, what was your experience firsthand once you and April had designed a rock star card? How different was that accepted by everybody you sent it to?
Well, so, yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And so we started off, I think, about when we first started off, I think we had 5 people on a Monday. And that by that Thursday, which is 3 days later, I think there were 17 people. By that Friday, there was 37. By that following Monday, there was 54. And it all took its spiral effect. But I really want to get this home for our people here, is that when they do that, though, what's the step for compensation? And that's really where I want to drive home right now, because that's the questions that keep coming into me right now, is like, how do I make money on this? I've designed my card. Okay, I've got this thing here. You know, I've looked at the video. I've done what I need to do. How am I going to make money on this? And is there enough money there that can be made that it's even worth my while? Or do I just do it as a, you know, do I just do it as a, just be grateful that, hey, I got a really cool business card? Like, how does that play out?
Yeah, well, first, that depends on the individual person and what their goals are. If their goal is just to have a strong tool for growing their primary business, they've got it. go share the heck out of it and use it as a platform to grow your business like you haven't seen before. Because really, that's the strength of the card, is it will do that. For people who do want to make that secondary income or make a lot of money, it is definitely possible with this card. One of the places I had gone when I was researching the card was looking at other people who had already been in and what they were doing. And at the time, the company only had 5,000 people in it. It was the beginning of August. The company only had 5,000 people. We're now at 10. But based on the 5,000 people, I was looking at screenshots of people's actual back office. And one guy had made $32,000 that month. One guy made $13,000 that day. But again, they put forth a monumental effort, and they told a whole bunch of people about this and then helped those people to be successful also. And that's the same game plan with this. You know, at the beginning of any company, be it V-Card or any company you will ever start, at the beginning, you do 90% of the work, you get 10% of the reward is what it feels like. Somewhere along there, it switches, and suddenly you're doing 10% of the work, and you're getting 90% of the reward. That's just how it feels in business. And so the same is true with this.
So do they do it in a way, though, Scott, like, you know, like a lot of companies are like, okay, if you get this many people, you get this, you get that many people, you get this. Like, what's the formula with this company? You know what I mean? So what's the formula? So, like, these people that are like, okay, card's ready to go, I'm sitting here right now listening to this call, and I'm just ready to figure out sending email, social media. What's their move right now? Like what's their number? Like, what's that magic number? Or is there a magic number that they have to get? And then they have to get so many of this or that or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, how does that play out so they can understand some scope of, like, you know, if I'm going to be an affiliate for this company, what am I going to make? Like, what am I going to make? Like what's that scope right. look like for them?
Right. Well, here's how it starts out. The first goal of every person who gets their affiliate, their V-Card affiliate, and they've created a card, is now to make money. The first step of making money is to personally sponsor five other affiliates, right? Which basically is to share your card with five other people who want a paid card also. As soon as you do that, as long as you do it within the first 30 days, you get a $100 bonus. So that's the first place to start, is let's get your five. Let's get your five. The next thing is, let's get their five. Because then those five people that you brought in, to help them, again, walk them through the steps. Let's get you going as a V-Card affiliate. Let's let you watch the video so that you can make a rockstar card. Let's get it out to your people, and you're going to help them get them out. And their first goal is to help them get their first five people so they get their $100. Right? Now, this is where it all starts. this is where it all starts. So at the beginning, after you get in your first six people, after that, you're in your what they call your MA group, which basically means the next 30 people who join, whether you bring them on or your team brings them on, you're going to get paid $15 a card. So looking at that analogy, if you get your five people, so you got your $100, now you help the next five people, those people you just brought in, you help them get their $100 by sponsoring five people apiece. That's 25 people. You're getting $15 a piece times each of those 25 people, right? And so, again, this can be done. I have seen this done. I had a woman who got started, and she said, this makes sense to me. I'm getting my $100 today. You got a minute? And I said, yep. She said, great. I want you to talk to some friends. And she just got me on the phone for the next 2 hours. And she'd signed up seven people. And she had her $100 and was already making money, and off we were going. And I said, cool, now you go do that for them. And so it really can happen very, very quickly. With you, AJ, you said, I'm going to talk to a bunch of my friends. Can we all get on a party line and ask you questions like we are on this call? And in that call, like, your team blew up. It has been blowing up since then. But again, the key is just to start with a couple of people and help them get what they need, and then to just continue sharing this thing, because the long-term vision of this thing is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, because again, at the low end, you're starting off at $15 a card, right? That's for the first, say, your first 30 people. But after that, as soon as you got more than 30 people on your team, and this isn't just you sponsoring, this is anybody in your team sponsoring, now you're bumped up to $30 a card. That's for the next 150 people. Then you're at $40 a card.
So let me ask you that. Just want to clarify that point for you. So let's say you said 30 people there. So let's say, for example, I had two people, and then I signed you up, or you enroll with me, and you had 28 people. Would that be my 30 people?
Yeah, well, think of it like franchise stores. I mean, I don't want to get real deep into the weeds of the comp plan on this thing, but basically the first six people are your foundation group, right? The next 30 people, so it would be persons number 7 through 37, would actually be your MA group, which is your 15 bucks a people group. Then the next people are going to be your 30 bucks a people group. And so, no, with those, it doesn't matter if you signed them up or somebody else did. In your first group of six, you have to bring in at least two. In your second group, the 15-person group, the 30 people in that group, you've got to bring in at least three. So as long as you brought in three, the rest of your group could bring in 27. You're still maxing that thing out.
Okay, Scott, I got questions coming in right now via text here. And the first question I have is for you again. I think we did this before, too, but advertising. Can we do radio ads? And do we do them on ourselves? Do we have to submit those to anybody to get approval for those?
Now, according to the what's on the company website, as long as it's tasteful and you're not making any outlandish claims, you're free to create them yourself.
And so we don't have to submit a script at all, right?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Okay, so the next question I have here for you is that when someone is actually signing someone up, does it automatically show up in their system, or do they have to follow up or call anybody right there, or will they be able to check that out, like, on their own, through their own, like, will they be able to find out how to check that on their self, or do they get an email notification?
For people you personally enroll, you get an email notification. People that your people enroll, you don't get an email notification. However, in the back office, when you log on to vcardglobal.com, and put in your username and password, you go to the site. Up in the upper right-hand corner is something called genealogy, and you can see your entire group. You can see when people are added. You can click each of the little things at the top to show, like, my group's now so big that I click on sort by IREF number so that it, you know, by a V-card number, so that it shows the newest people first, you know. And that way I can see, like, ooh, this person just signed somebody up. Ooh, that person just signed somebody up. Oh, that person I was talking to did get their card. Yay. You know, whatever. But you can see all of it in real time from your back office.
Here's a question that came in. Scott, I have a person that has 15 employees on there. I don't want my employees to make money. I just want them to buy the card, or I just want to buy the card for them. Can I do that without actually selling it as an MLM? Like, how do they do that? Meaning I'm trying to paraphrase the question for you, meaning that if a business owner has employees but wants to have their employees use the digital business card to promote for their services, can the employee control what's done on that business card, or is that up to the person that signed up?
Gotcha. Yes, V-Card is coming out with a corporate product to do exactly that. Now, we can actually sell that product right now. Get in touch with AJ or myself. We've already gone over with the company, and we've got some pricing in place. And we can actually get the price of a card down as low as $19.95 if the place has more than 1,000 employees. And so the employee cards basically will range from $49 down to $19.95 per employee, depending on how many employees they have. We can send you a schedule with the price breakdown of that. And, yeah, with that, the people, even though they have the bells and whistles card, they're not affiliates, so they're not going to make any money on the deal. But from a company perspective, you don't want to give your employees a second job. But you do want to give them an eco-friendly, digital, cutting-edge business card where you can control, here's the company video I want put on, but you put on your own picture, you put on your own contact info, that sort of thing is totally available right now. It's not been launched officially through the company. AJ and I are working to spearhead that with the company, and we've already got pricing in place. And if you need help closing that deal or putting it together, talk to either AJ or myself, and we will hand walk you through it.
Can they integrate a PayPal button or eBay or Amazon or anything of that nature?
All of the above. You can build it right into your card, so you don't have to send them somewhere else.
Okay, and then also, too, like, can they sell their books or if they're an author on there?
Yep, sure can. You can have sample pages. You can have direct buy, you know, with clicking right from your business card and purchasing the book, say from Amazon or whatever. Yeah, all that can be done right from the card. And last year, 40% of all online sales were done through a smartphone. So it makes sense to have your product, be it a book if you're an author, your music track or CD if you're an artist. You can even have, you can basically upload your eBay store, your Amazon store, your Etsy account, whatever storefront you're using, you can actually upload that, embed that right into your card so people can literally shop for your product right on your business card.
Okay, someone who just asked me right now, how can I get it? Okay, so I'm gonna take just a quick segment here for people real quick before we get into some questions. Someone just asked, how can I get an example of a to reach businesses? Well, what I would suggest to you is that, okay, let me give you some housekeeping rules, if you would. For those of you right now, before we get into some more questions, for those of you right now who need any help with design of your card, okay, if you need any help with designing your card so you can get your, if you've already signed up for your card or you're about to sign up for your card and you're ready to get launched right away, and if you need any help with the design of your card, and also, too, someone just texted me and said if they want a script to how to reach businesses or if you want to be able to learn how to be able to really market through your social media, please email us directly at SRAW, please write this down, SRAWAprilAt gmail.com, SRAWAprilAt gmail.com, and we'll be able to help answer those questions for you on how to make sure that your card gets designed for you within the next 48 hours of you actually signing up for it. Also, too, for marketing your card and getting a script you need to reach businesses. So I hope I answered that question for you there. So we'll be able to get that. Now, the next question also we have here is, now, we understand they're going to get paid here, so it's $124 a year. Is next year, do they get paid the same amount of money at the same time?
Yes, a year from now, when this thing re-ups, basically a year from now, we're all going to be charged, you know, $124 for next year's card, and we're going to get paid commission based on that. And so, yeah, you're going to get paid the same, you know, a year from now as you're getting paid today, which is a really, really cool thing because that's going to continue throughout the year. So people who are in your $15 group this year are going to be in your $15 group next year. Your $30 group, $40 group, $50 group, that's all going to remain the same. Now, the other really cool thing about this is that, think of it when next year rolls around. Not only are you going to have all of the people from this year reordering, but you're also going to have all of the new orders coming in from a year worth of sharing this thing and a year worth of a team sharing this thing. And so it's really almost like double drip and triple dipping year after year, because once you get used to using this thing, which I obviously have, I've thrown away my paper business card. They're just, they feel like an 8-track tape when I hold them now, because I'm getting so much play and so much benefit from the digital card that I couldn't picture not re-upping a year from now. And so anyway, the nice thing is it does create a residual income in that way.
A question that just came in, Scott. The person's wondering here, could they expand the V-card to being not only a business card, but also incorporate an appointment card, meaning that can that be an appointment card for them into the V-card? And apparently it looks like they work with a lot of doctors.
Yes, 100%. You can import anything you want to into the card. In fact, there's even a scheduling portion that you can embed into the card itself. Like, say, for example, if you're a massage therapist or a hairstylist, a nail technician, even a doctor, that you can put your schedule actually into the card itself, and your clients can schedule themselves through your card because they see where the openings are, and they can type in their name and fill that slot. So people can actually fill up your schedule right through your card. It's beautiful.
Is there a capacity to offer businesses a way to advertise on V-card? So, like, can someone advertise on a V-card? Like, can a person have a V-card and have a business owner advertise on their V-card?
I suppose you could. You can control the graphics that are on your card. So I suppose if you wanted to try to, you could. I personally don't see the benefit of it. I want my card to be my business, and I want everything on that card to convince you to do business with me and not somebody else.
Where do you think the another question just came in? Where do you think the move is here? Because I actually have, it looks like the, this is from an insurance person here. Would it be beneficial for me to do this as an employee benefit, so I sell it to business owners to be able to put out to their salespeople, or would it be a benefit for me to give it to the employee to be able to sell to their business owner? And is there a conflict of interest for the business owner to sell it to their employees?
Yeah, there's a couple different business models there. What I can see some people doing, like let's say for an insurance, for example, is doing the corporate card where the company itself is an affiliate, but the employees are not affiliates, right? The company controls the card, which means the company puts its logo, its videos, you know, some of the contents of the card it controls, and it gives it to its salespeople and says, here's your new card, here's how we're going to use it. And with that, you as insurance agent can offer a free business card to everybody who takes an appointment with you. And you send them your card, they can click the link at the bottom to get their own card, whatever, but you'll give them your card at the appointment. And it's giving to them, that business owner, the ability to get their own card, paid free, whatever, right? But it's a benefit for the actual insurance agent to get the meeting. Now, as the parent company, the person who signed it up, the owner of the company, if you will, as an affiliate, actually gets a commission on all those businesses that upgrade. So it's kind of like a double dip from that standpoint. Or if in their contract it would be a conflict of interest, then we can also forego that as well. So I mean, we can structure that any way that the business needs. That's still in, you know, ethical lines, of course.
Another question: can I put my listings on my business card, or and how do I do that, or does it have to link to somewhere? How does that work?
Yeah, for real estate agents, it's really cool because you can do several things. One, you can put like a featured listing that, like, right underneath your photo, whatever, your contact information is, here's my featured listing of the week. And you can have a slideshow of pictures of just that property along with a link to MLS listing or whatever. Then below that, you can say, check out all of my listings. And you can import your listings right in, literally embed them right into your card, so the people you're sending your card to can not only see your featured listings, but also can see all of your listings without having to send them out to the greater MLS list at large. You can really show them your properties first.
What if I have a radio show? Can I put my shows on there, and can they listen to the shows from my B card, or does it link to my, again, does it link to my card? Again, I'm asking the questions, Scott, how they come in.
Yeah, for radio shows, this is an outstanding thing because, one, you can make, rather than a personal business card, you can make a show card, and that show card will state, you know, here is my show, and then whatever audios or videos you've got to really drive home the message of what your show is, your promoting, your branding, your marketing, to really make it to where people want to listen to your show, to even acknowledge what your show is. And there's a share button, so somebody can say, hey, I love this show, share, and your card goes to them. It can also have, obviously, where to hear my show. You know, these radio stations, these websites, these times, these dates, whatever markets you're in, these kind of things. It can have a click to listen live button. It can have, you know, here's our call-in number. With a click of a button, you're called into the show. Because when you change the V card on one card, you change every card you've ever sent. So you can actually update the card every day with your new guest. Our guest today is so-and-so, and just for our guest, so-and-so is going to give $5 off their book or free shipping on their this, or, you know, $10 off a session or whatever it is. You can actually embed a coupon right into your digital card for your guest of the day. It's really limited with what you can do.
When someone signs up for a free or affiliate card, do we need to let them know to go to their back office, or does the email be sent to them from the corporate office?
Yeah, when they first sign up, the company doesn't spam you much, but when you first sign up, you get an email that says, you know, congratulations on your new card. Go to yourname.vcardglobal.com. You know, basically click this link to log into your back office and create your card. And you know, the company does have some okay videos on how to create a free card, but it's really good for me. Once a day, I go through my back office, and anybody new who I've signed up, I send them a link over to that video that I made that shows, that helps them step by step create their card. Because when somebody first gets a card is when they're most excited. And if you can help them create their card while they're excited, then half the battle is done when it comes to sharing the card. Because they're excited as heck. They just signed up for it. They just created their card. It looks amazing. And they can't wait to go share it with everybody. And so really it's a 1-2-3 kind of deal that just works out sweet.
Will I get notifications when someone signs up with me from anywhere in my network, or is it just the people that immediately signed up? Will I get I'm trying to paraphrase the way this person wrote, the way this person wrote it.
You only get an email when someone signs up direct to you.
Okay. How many times, based on that conversation, Scott, do you recommend someone be logging into their back office?
You know, it really depends on how seriously they're taking their business. for me, right now, I leave it open. Like, I just leave an open tab on a browser because, like, man, I'm checking it every couple hours to see, because I'm actively working this thing. I mean, I'm talking to, you know, 10, 15 people a day, at least 20 people a day. And so I want to see, you know, hey, did they sign up? Did this happen? Did that happen? But also, like, you know, having teammates, having AJ, having some different folks, they're like, holy cow, that one signed up 3 more, that one signed up 5 more, whatever it is. And with the people that I've signed up personally, again, my goal is to help them get their 5 and get their 100 bucks as quickly as possible. So I'm logged into my back office to see, oh, they're at number 3. Oh, they're at number 4. Hey, cool, what can I do? And I'm giving them a call. Just, hey, what can I do to help with blah, 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 or where are you at? You know, whatever. Because, A, it's really simple. It's really simple. And, B, like, signing up tons of people is great for growing wide, but helping those people accomplish their goals is what grows depth, both of which lead to massive incomes.
Okay. I know we got some more questions that are starting to blow up, but I also know we're running short of time, so I want to kind of, if I can, I want to give you all some resource information while we're on the phone, and just get some closing statements here. So a couple things. Again, we did talk about the rotator option before. A lot of you before were just going nuts about this rotator option. Some of you got into it in a timely manner. Some of you didn't get into it. So there are going to be some rotating options now available coming up. So what I would recommend you do, just like if you need help with the design of your card, if you want that design for you, if you actually need someone to help you with that, or you need the marketing letter, or you need to find out about what the rotating option is, the next coming up rotating options are, please email us at srawapril@gmail.com. And I would recommend you do that within the next 48 hours, because this is really going viral, everybody. It's really going viral. It's like as we're talking right now, I don't know if Scott you are, but it's like, you know, just people are just enrolling. So it's happening at that speed. Okay. So email us at srawapril@gmail.com to have any, if you have any questions regarding how do I write my marketing letter? Can you help me design my card, or what's the next rotator option? Go ahead and do that. At this point, what I'd like to do, just from a closing note, is to really thank Scott Lee Gabriel. Again, my brother, thank you for bringing this to my attention. Doug and Don, if you're still on the line with us, I know you guys are producing many shows right now. But thank you for hosting the show. And, you know, Scott, any final words that you'd like to say to, you know, everybody listening in right now?
Sure. Well, just a couple of things of clarity. What Jay was talking about from a design option is, if you're going to design your own card, and that video I made will help walk you through that step by step, that is a great option for you. There are a lot of people that have called me who said, you know, I'm trying to hire a graphic artist. I'm trying to hire somebody to do this because I'm not techno happy. And what Jay's talking about is basically a concierge service that he and his people will take over that design aspect for you and help create you a card that's just rock star. So just so there's no, you know, confusion there, like, you can do it yourself and you can make a rock star card, is how I made mine, or there is help available for you, you know, from more of a concierge standpoint. So it's great, and kudos to Jay and April for putting that out there.
With regards
to the rotator for the company is officially closed. They had their 500 spots. They sold out, and those are gone. However, there might be a rotator option, not through the company, but with some different things that are being worked out right at the moment, that some of that magic might be able to be recreated. And so if you're curious about that at all, send the email in to April and AJ, and they're basically gauging interest at this point before just moving forward with some partnerships with some places that have massive traffic. And some of that magic could be recreated. So there's a lot that's going on, but I just don't want there to be any confusion. The company was going to be reopening a rotator thing or whatever. This is a different deal. But the magic is still the same.
All right. Well, thank you, Scott. Thank you, Doug and Don, for, again, making this show available for us. And thank you, everybody, for taking
time on
the call.
And, my pleasure.
Hope you found value in this. And, you know, listen, everybody, tune in often every week. Next week, we'll be here next Wednesday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern, to, you know, be able to, you know, answer any upcoming questions that you have coming in. And great questions again tonight. You know, tell all your friends. Make sure that you tune in often. And make sure you turn in your dreams into reality. And remember, speaking of reality, really what it takes with what we're doing here is a dream and $125. So that's all it is. So with that being said, I wish you all well. And I really wish you all a good night. And thank you for taking time away from your family tonight to be part of this. And, you know, may you all have the, you know, may really you have the best time of your life here, because, you know, really it's about time, isn't it? So thank you, guys.
Yeah, guys. And just to say in closing, guys, like, urgency is key right now. I can't tell you how many people that I am talking to who within a day or two of talking to me about the V-card are calling me up laughing and saying, you're not going to believe who called me and told me about the V-card the day after you did, or later that night, or whatever. I mean, right now is the time to really, this isn't a think about it one. It's only $124 a year. This is a go out and take massive action on it one, because if you do, like, literally, you could have tens, 20, hundreds, thousands, tens of, like, the amount of people that could be on your group are absolutely insane, because right now the people of influence have not heard about this yet. You know, to say that the company has grown up to 10,000 people in a couple of months of pre-launch is huge. But in a country of 300 million, and where it's already in 18 countries, that's barely scratching the surface. And so really, urgency is the key right now. And really utilize this call, because this radio show is going to be, like AJ said, every Wednesday night. So if you're getting people you're talking to about this, but you don't know how to talk to them about it, get them to this call. Let them listen. Let them ask their questions and let them get excited and let them help. And you guys can help each other build your dreams as we help you do it too. So really, there's a ton of resources available to you to just really blow this thing up.
That's passion, everybody. You heard it right there from Scott Lee Gabriel. I love it, bro. Thanks, man. That's awesome, you guys. Listen, love you guys.
Thank you, Scott.
Very much. And we'll see you next week. Doug, thank you. Don, thank you so much for you guys making this show available for us and giving that resource for everybody to kind of find out what to do here again. So remember, you know, email us, contact us. You guys know who introduced you to this. So contact them if you need to. So you know the game, everybody. So, hey, good night and bye-bye.